Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is our first look at Wall Street for Friday, October 2nd. Today, tracking the economic recovery. Then it's Chicago and Dallas leading the way. All that and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, this is an economic recovery like none we have ever seen. Where you live and what you do will have a lot to do with whether you even see an economic recovery at all. Part of the country sees the economic glass as half empty, and then the other sees it half full. And let me give you a couple of examples. I have two friends. One lives in Manhattan, and one lives in Tucson, Arizona. One works on Wall Street, and one is in real estate. Whenever I talk to them, it's literally like talking to two people from two different worlds, which of course they are. Now, the guy from Wall Street couldn't be more depressed right now. He's looking for a market correction, if not a crash, this month. While he bemoans the closings of his favorite restaurant, theater, and pub. Now, pubs are very important to the denizens of Lower Manhattan. On the other hand, my real estate friend out in Tucson sees the world through an entirely different set of eyes. Times for him couldn't be better. Real estate financing is available, interest rates are low, and demand is plentiful as home buyers continue to move in from the big California cities over to Arizona. Two different professionals in two different cities, and you get two diametrically opposed perspectives on this economy. And I think that's indicative of just what the differences really are. In a very real sense, it's misleading to think that this is a monolithic economy right now, that in the old expression, a rising tide will raise all the boats. Right now, that tide is coming in for some, while some others have their boats sinking. How would you like to run an airline, or a cruise ship, or a movie theater, or any of the other various enterprises that are not allowed to have great crowds attend their businesses? So it's interesting to me that the two leading economic models currently are so very far apart in their estimate of the nation's gross domestic product. The New York Federal Reserve Branch, which created the first real-time GDP model, sees the recovery progressing nicely, but only at half the level of the newer Atlanta Fed model. And that difference is all a matter of perspective. New York, the historic center of the stock exchanges and a traditional face-to-face place of business, looks at the economy one way. While Atlanta, centered in the Sun Belt and having an economy more reliant on real estate, looks at it the other way, just like my two friends. Both see the economy recovering, but for one, it's a financial recovery mixed with some genuine restrictions in their lifestyle. While for the other, this recovery is rapidly turning into a boom. Today, we will see the latest releases of both the New York Fed's Nowcast and the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now, their assessment of how the economy's doing. Both are looking to estimate the current economic conditions. But last week, New York saw the GDP growth of only 14%, while Atlanta saw GDP doubling that growth at 32%. Now both are historic rates of recovery. And from both perspectives, we understand that this economy is really starting to gain momentum. But it just shows that, like many things in life, perspective is everything. So, as you look at this economic recovery, so much of it is centered on a specific sector of the economy or centered in a specific geographic area. It's that Tucson versus New York. And this is causing much of what is reported to go under the radar. Now, normally I don't pay much attention to the regional economic reports which come over my desk each day. I usually only use these reports to confirm the general overall direction of the economy. But in this economy, all that has changed. The regional reports are the most important because, as we've noted, the recovery is centered in certain regions and not in others. Now, there were two examples of this phenomena reported this week, and both were notable for their sheer magnitude of their move. The first report was the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index, and as we've pointed out before, the purchasing manager is the one who buys all the raw materials needed for the coming manufacturing process. This index jumped an incredible 21% in September. This tells me that the Midwest is about to come back online in a very, very big way. But if I thought Chicago was impressive, I was totally blown away earlier in the week with the Dallas regional report of a 70% jump in their manufacturing index. Again, it's heavy industry reporting on their positioning for major gains just ahead. And this runs counter to so much of what we've seen in economic reporting up to now. For most of the major financial news sources, up until now they've been content to stay in Manhattan and report on the economy from that perspective. But that has to change. The financial sector, centered in Manhattan, is suddenly the lagging part of this economy. It's the heartland, Dallas and Chicago, that is leading the recovery. And there are a couple of other economic reports that may also have gone unnoticed this week. Have you noticed that Redbook's weekly reports on retail sales have remained positive for the year? And that's quite an achievement in the face of the tremendous job losses that we've suffered. And what's really good news here, for the first time in months, wholesalers are beginning to build their inventories. For most of this year, they'd been cutting back inventory in the face of what they saw as declining sales. But now everything has changed. And in this week's report, for the first time, wholesalers are adding to inventory. It's a very, very good sign of future improving retail sales. And finally, real estate. What can I say? Pending home sales are up, Case-Shiller home prices are up, and real estate continues to climb higher and higher. Much of this is reflective of the mass moves that we're seeing out of troubled big cities. Cities like New York, San Francisco, and Seattle come quickly to my mind, as people, many times able to work from home now, look for safer communities and more pleasant climates. So overall, this economic recovery is both specific as to geography and specific as to economic sector. And it seems that some of our traditional economic hubs are lagging behind. Well, today is a very, very big day in economic reports, but the two leading headline reports for the day will probably be the unemployment rate, expected to improve over last month's 8.4%. The street looks for an unemployment rate at 8.2% or better. Also, the non-farm payroll number will be big today, and for the first time, it looks like the economy added more than 1 million new jobs last month. If this does happen, it will be a true milestone on our road to recovery. Now, there are no earnings reports on the calendar today, as companies are busy putting together their third quarter reports just ended. And that's what's crossing my desk in the hours before the markets open in New York on Friday, October 2nd. Don't forget, you can find this podcast at Ravel.today. I'm David Ravel. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.